There's so many things that we can bring to Lucasville. Actually, there's so many subdivisions in this place now. It's grown so big since I was a kid, grew up. I mean, we should have had a bus a long time ago. And this here, another big community center, actually, for the amount of people that's in Lucasville. Where do I start?
Right where you started.
Okay, where I started. That's great. I mean, that's just the beginning of it. I mean, we as kids here, we had no access to nowhere in Saffold except when we walked there. We couldn't get there by, we hitchhiked, but things like that. I mean, it's just.
And you saying that a lot of the reason we were overlooked for transit service and sidewalks and roads, we were never on the active transportation plan. Lucasville was not a part of the active transportation plan. As of June, June, we became a part of the active transportation plan. So we can now move forward with some of those things happening for this community that should have been happening a long time ago.
We certainly do not need sidewalks because you got no place to put them. Where are you going to put the sidewalks?
That's what I said.
No place to put sidewalks.
No.
You don't need them anyway. I never see anybody walking this road.
Well, you can't.
I never seen traffic.
No. If you tried, you'd fall off. There's a certain point where there's
Seen a man going back the other night, though, about 11 o'clock. He had a flashlight.
He was bleeding from coyotes back there.
No, you need a flashlight to walk
but
on the
other
road,
than that, you really don't see people walking the highway.
Not anymore.
No, you don't see that.
Years ago, everybody walked the road.
True.
But not now. They all have.
And if you felt unsafe, you jumped in the ditch. I know that's what we did.
Right, I remember doing that one time when the snowplow was coming. It was either jump in the ditch or it was coming down the road. So it's jump in the ditch and get out of the way.
That's right.
Didn't have a snowplow like the ones that they have today. It was just like a grader.
Yeah.
And we used to hear, what was his name?
George Pepper.
He was coming way down by Mr. Stordy Lucas. We could hear him coming, trying to get up the hill to get the snow out of the way. And then when he went back by Mr. Cliff Oliver's, it was another bad place back there, wasn't it? We wouldn't get back 2 or 3 hours, great. Well, we wouldn't get it done the first day. So the men would go out and shovel, those that had cars, to get, and the horse and wagon, well, the horse got legs that high.
Yep.
So they could get through, but
it
wasn't like it was.
So the roads haven't improved any. In all those years.
But they do have a better snowplow now.
Yes, better snowplow, yeah.
And they do take care of our highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our highway is one of the main roads.
Like my mother and things, talking about how people used to all get together and go and shovel the roads.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You'd have to.
Yeah. In order to get through. And right out there, snow used to be up. Oh, this was Highfield. It's gone down now. But it was high, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the snow used to be right up, like we didn't get where them telephone poles is. The snow used to be right up there. And you just see, you know.
You probably had the longest
you
driveway.
You couldn't see the highway.
You couldn't see it. And it was only your driveway.
Came from the back of the woods all the way. Our driveway was the longest way to look.
Yeah.
That's why we had to stay home.
I know, but we didn't stay home that much. We were sent to school anyway. We walked.
School and church.
Mm-hmm. I went to school right in this school right up until grade 4. And then I went to grade 5 down Sycamore Lane. Grade 6 up Middle Saffold.
Yeah.
We were all Middle Saffold. And then grade.
So you got to Saffold High.
Yeah.
Did you go to Saffold Heights Junior High?
I did. Went to Saffold Heights Junior High.
Okay.
Yeah. Grade 8 and 9 there.
I went here until grade 2.
Did you?
And then they sent me to a two-room schoolhouse up in Middle
Saffold. I got strapping
in
this school. Can you imagine? I was in grade 4.
Mm-hmm.
I got a strapping.
I was in grade 2.
I did, too.
We weren't bad. We weren't bad, really. I took a donut.
Mrs. Fudge. Mrs. Fudge. Strapped me in grade 4.
No, I remember
Mrs. Fudge.
Do you really?
Yeah, my mother used to.
Yeah, I remember. She taught me. She strapped me in.
So what did you do that made her strap you?
What did I do? I was going to fight when you, after school. I never forget. I told Crystal Preston, I'll get you after school. I will get you after school.
I took a donut.
leather straps too.
Yeah, I know.
And you just they stood in front of the classroom too, made you hold your hand.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember. I think Mrs. Goff was bad for that. My gosh, you could strap.
Yeah, I've seen my mother work with Mrs. Goff and all those guys like Evelyn Parsons. You must have known my mother because she worked with all them. She taught right here in the school.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She taught me.
Frederick.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah,
us
Mrs.
Frederick.
Yeah.
We did tap dance, and Mrs.
Frederick. Their
daughter.
Her daughter, yeah.
Karen.
Karen, yeah.
You never went to school with Mrs. David, did you?
No.
No.
No, that's way back.
Oh, before me.
Didn't she set up your first bank account, Mrs. Fredericks?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah.
She took us down, like, I don't know how she set it up, like, when we were kids. They started us off going to setting up a bank account.
There's still no money in there.
The old and the new.
Yeah, she was a very nice lady.